This morning, America's first news starts right after this.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Threat to life and property. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. On this Thursday, September 13, thanks for joining us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Although downgraded to a Category 2 because of diminishing winds, the threat from Hurricane Florence remains massive flooding.
A gunman in Southern California went on a shooting rampage yesterday, killing five people, including his wife, before turning the gun on himself.
The U.S. is proposing a new round of trade talks with China as the Trump administration prepares to slap tariffs on $200 billion worth of imports.
And back to the top story of Hurricane Florence with this angle, the people who refuse to abide by evacuation orders.
We haven't found too many folks who are actually staying in the islands themselves. But we have found quite a few that are sticking around in Wilmington and even sticking around in some homes that are just across the bridge. They're very close still, but they're just outside of what's now being kind of shut down. And
reporter Daniel Gross at the Greenville News joins us from Wilmington, North Carolina, about people who won't leave their homes. Hurricane Florence has changed course just enough now that Georgia has declared a state of emergency for all 159 counties. Despite weakening winds, the deadly threat of high seas and floods remains as strong as ever. The National Hurricane Center says the eye of Florence, reduced to a Category 2 storm, is expected to strike North Carolina's southern coast tomorrow, then drift southwest before moving inland on Saturday. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
If you've been asked to evacuate, don't wait. Leave now.
The NHC says Florence remains capable of unleashing catastrophic flooding of rivers and low-lying areas across a wide region due to rain. Storm surges could be as high as 13 feet along the Carolina coast. Waves as high as 83 feet were reported by satellite out in the Atlantic yesterday. 40 inches of rain could fall in some areas. Heavy rains were also forecast to extend into the Appalachians. It could take weeks to restore electricity. President Trump says Hurricane Florence, a powerful storm barreling toward the East Coast, is even bigger than officials expected and warned residents to get out of its way. The president also released a video telling residents in affected areas don't play games with it. It's a big one, maybe as big as they've seen.
Residents in the path of these devastating storms should comply with all evacuation orders and other emergency instructions. Protection of life is the absolute highest priority.
The storm, poised to affect as many as 10 million people this week in the southeastern U.S., is expected to bring life-threatening storm surge and rainfall to North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, parts of the Mid-Atlantic states as well. More than a million people have been ordered to evacuate the coastlines of the Carolinas and Virginia. By late yesterday, authorities in North Carolina reported nearly 7,000 evacuees staying in 71 emergency shelters throughout the state. Let's get a live update now from that region. We're joined by Kelly Golden, host of the morning program at News Radio 94.3 WSC in Charleston, South Carolina. Morning, Kelly. What are things like there?
Gordon, so many people are just bracing here for, listen to the catastrophic numbers you're talking about. I mean, it's just something that is unprecedented in all of these words I don't want to use, and neither does anyone else in our position in broadcasting.
What's the latest you've heard on how this storm is tracking?
Well, of course, the latest out this hour, and I mean, it's good news to see that she's slowing and getting a little torn apart from the eye. It's not good news that we're still looking at storm surges of, you know, 10 to 13 feet and rain falling from the sky, add another foot of potential rain, and none of that is good in a place called the Low Country, and that's not for nothing.
Was it 3 years ago you were dealing with the worst rains in 1,000 years, right? Anybody warning of a similar outcome here?
Yes, absolutely. So there are a lot of people that didn't live here through Hugo in 1989, which was just devastating for our region. Myself, I mean, we lived inland 25 miles, and we were without power and running water for almost a month. So there are a lot of people who have never been through a storm like that. So the only thing we could sort of reference most recently when it came to, flooding was the 1,000-year flood event from Joaquin, which was, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Last year we had Irma, but Irma was torn apart by going through Florida and sort of raking up across, backdooring us from Georgia.
Right.
So that was nothing, but Irma did bring very high storm surge, one of the records, actually, that I can think of. So Irma was kind of a test. Before that, it was Matthew, and then Joaquin / our 1,000-year flood event. So we've been through, in the last 3 years, some stuff, but Gordon, these numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, just correct me geographically or topographically, I mean, Charleston, I think, is surrounded on three sides by water, right? So even in low country, you're used to flooding. However, you've got evacuations going on?
We do, and, we actually put, a Twitter poll up to ask, hey, are you evacuating because of Florence? 55% say no. I mean, this is a concern for people. Obviously, our first responders, our emergency ops officials are every day becoming more dire, as you hear in the sound that you're playing as well, saying, listen, if we're going to have sustained winds, it's the amount of time that this is dragging on, which is the most concerning. If we're going to have sustained winds between anywhere from, 40 to 70, possibly 90, it keeps waxing and waning, but let's just say between 50 and 80 miles an hour. I mean, drive down the interstate at a good clip with all the windows down in your car for 4 straight days. And then we'll throw in some blinding rain. I mean, it's just unprecedented.
Right. Jeez. We're speaking live this morning with Kelly Golden. She's host of the morning program at News Radio 94.3 WSC in Charleston, South Carolina. So has the attitude of Charleston area residents changed with the flooding you've had lately?
You would have thought. I think more people got on the roads finally. Of course, they reversed our interstate to just leave. The message continues to be for the last 3-4 days, just leave. I think more people heeded the warnings as they saw the storm toggle, to the south and to the west. I see that there's a little bit of a northern toggle this morning, but all of that's going to continue to change. What hasn't changed is that this is a very slow-moving storm. It's still a very powerful storm that will ramp back up as it gets over warmer waters and closer to the coast.
How will the radio station handle this?
Well, good news. We actually have a new emergency operations center built right across the street.
Wow.
So if we have to flee literally by foot, we will do so. We're set up across the street at the new emergency operations center. So we're lucky to have that.
Wow. Very good. Hey, thanks for sharing a few minutes. It was nice talking to you again, Kelly. Kelly Golden, host of the morning program at News Radio 94.3 WSC in Charleston, South Carolina, one of our affiliates. It is 14 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Thursday. A murder-suicide has left 6 people dead in Southern California. Authorities say an unidentified gunman shot and killed his wife and 4 other people in a series of shootings yesterday before taking his own life. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the man went with his wife to a trucking company in Bakersfield, California, where he shot and killed a man and then turned his gun on his spouse, killing her. He then chased another man from the trucking company before fatally shooting him. Police say the gunman later killed 2 men at a home. He then stole a vehicle from a woman and her child before turning the gun on himself.
Then carjacked a vehicle with a woman and a child in it. A deputy found him on Edison Highway driving. He saw the deputy and pulled into a lot where the deputy confronted him with the firearm, and the suspect killed himself.
The woman whose vehicle was taken and her child were unharmed. Bakersfield, by the way, is a community of about 375,000 people about 115 miles northeast of Los Angeles. 20 minutes after the hour on this morning, Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, time is running short to get out of the way of Hurricane Florence, a monster of a storm that has a region of more than 10 million people and its potentially devastating sights as it zeroes in on the southeastern coast. Forecasters say wind speeds have dropped from a high of 140 miles per hour to 110, reducing it from a Category 4 storm to a Category 2, and additional fluctuations and weakening are likely. But North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says that doesn't lessen its potential impact.
Understand that the rain may last for days and will be measured in some places in feet and not inches.
Authorities say Florence has an enormous wind field that's been growing larger, raising the risk of the ocean surging onto land and making the storm extremely dangerous. The Trump administration is giving Beijing another chance to try to stave off new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese exports, asking top officials for a fresh round of trade talks later this month. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow talked with Fox.
In most cases, talking is better than not talking, so I regard this as a plus.
China's commerce minister today said China welcomes the U.S. offer to hold another round of trade talks. A delegation of U.S. Catholic cardinals and bishops will meet today with Pope Francis amid a crisis of confidence in church leadership following new sex abuse and cover-up revelations that have also implicated Francis himself. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, head of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, last month requested the audience following revelations that a now-disgraced ex-cardinal, Theodore McCarrick, had risen through church ranks despite allegations of sexual misconduct that were known in U.S. and Vatican circles. He's not just the fastest man on the planet, he might be the fastest man in the universe. Usain Bolt's sprint past astronauts through thin air and sipped champagne floating on his back as he enjoyed near-zero gravity conditions in an aircraft performing stomach-lurching dives. The eight-time Olympic champion experienced weightlessness in the modified plane normally used for scientific research, but on this occasion to showcase a champagne bottle that will allow astronauts to drink bubbles in space. Bolt called it a mind-blowing experience.
Talk about expanding your reach.
It's a great video. If you haven't seen it, it's really
right.
Funny to watch.
From the planet to the universe. Thank you, Jen. 23 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Whether you're in Florence's direct path or not, the impending danger can cause stress and anxiety. How can you manage it? Learn to trigger what's called Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, or ASMR. Guidance from Dr. Craig Richard, professor of biomedical sciences at Shenandoah University in Winchester, Virginia. Dr. Richard, what can we do?
If they have internet access, there's ASMR videos. And these are thousands of videos that are widely popular. And people have been using these for years to de-stress, to calm down, to feel soothed. And even if people are having trouble sleeping in this moment, that can also help. And ASMR can also be done person to person. So chances are you're going to be with someone who cares a lot about you. And that's really the ideal situation for stimulating ASMR and in any kind of stressful situation. And those are the people that can best stimulate this super relaxing feeling in you. And so this is whether it's your family members or a close friend or just anyone that you feel comfortable with. Mm. And just through their behaviors and their voice and their light touch,
even
help get you into that deeply relaxing feeling.
So in the face of, say, Hurricane Florence, which is bringing these howling winds, devastating floods they're talking about because of the heavy rains. I mean, folks are fearful of losing everything, perhaps. How do you remain calm in this situation, assuming you're not hunkered down in a home that's about to be demolished? But what's a reasonable, I don't know, exercise to do?
Yeah, I think the first thing, make sure you're safe. Make sure you're in a safe location. You've done everything to make the environment you're in physically safe. Being with others is probably the next most important step. So that way, anything that you can deal with as a group, which for logistics is very helpful, and psychologically that's very helpful. And then once you have all that situation there, then you're in a safe place with safe people. That can be a great situation to further stimulate ASMR. Because now they can kind of focus on you directly. And that's what stimulates ASMR, is personal moments of caring attention. Hmm. And so if you're feeling stressed, you can have someone very gently talk to you. And the strange thing is whispering is very good at stimulating this deep feeling of relaxation. So encourage the other person to whisper to you and even lightly touch you. And this is with your permission, which is very important.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe lightly run their finger on your forearm or lightly trace letters on your back or lightly play with your hair. All those things can help get you into that great feeling of relaxation in these stressful times.
Thanks, Doctor. Dr. Craig Richard, Professor of Biomedical Sciences at Shenandoah University in Winchester, Virginia. It is 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for four straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan as the most improved state for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org. No one compliments you when their paycheck is correct, but make one mistake and you risk alienating your entire workforce. With Kronos, we make sure your payroll is done right the first time, from punch to paycheck. Embedded checklists, simplified workflows, a single source of truth. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/payroll. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Thursday, September 13. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Hurricane Florence nears the Carolinas, threatening life and property. The U.S. offers to restart trade talks with China. CBS has fired 60 Minutes producer Jeff Fager after allegations of sexual misconduct. FDA considers banning all flavored e-cigarettes. Jamie Dimon of JPMorgan Chase says he could beat Trump in an election. New iPhones have a starting price of $749, and Waffle House as a storm predictor. That story in about 20 minutes. Hurricane Florence is a storm of a lifetime, bearing down for a direct hit on the coast of the Carolinas. But not everyone is fleeing as the storm approaches. More from Daniel Gross, reporter at the Greenville News in North Carolina, part of the USA Today network. He has hunkered down at a hotel in Wilmington, North Carolina to cover the storm. Daniel, what have you found?
We haven't found too many folks who are actually staying in the islands themselves, but we have found quite a few that are sticking around in Wilmington and even sticking around in some homes that are just across the bridge. They're very close still, but they're just outside of what's now being kind of shut down. And so currently there's still folks there, but they're boarding up some doors, windows, and kind of making their last minute preparations.
So, for example, you talk to a New York City firefighter who has retired to that area, loves it, understands the risks. He's not going anywhere.
Correct. Yeah. He was one of several folks like that who have that sort of preparedness mindset. So he's a longtime firefighter. He actually moved down here and did firefighting for another 8 or so years, now is retired. But yeah, he's not going anywhere. He lives in Wilmington. As we know, this whole area is expected to be pretty significant when it comes to damage and safety. And so he's just kind of hunkering down. Him and others are just saying, we've done what we need to do. We've boarded up our doors, our windows. We've got plenty of water, plenty of food. And this is just kind of the cost of living here. So, it's a matter of, many Wilmington residents are familiar with tropical storms and hurricanes if they live here for any amount of time.
Yeah.
But the train of thinking is split when it comes to whether or not Florence is any different from the others. And judging by our latest forecast, it looks like it is. And so you've got a kind of a mixed bag of residents who still are under the same mindset of, it's another hurricane. This is just what we do. We're going to stick it out. Versus folks who are actually taking some more notice and thinking, you know, this one could be a little bit different. I'm more inclined to skip town.
We're speaking with Daniel Gross, breaking news reporter at the Greenville News in North Carolina. It's part of the USA Today network. He has taken up residence, at least for the time being, in Wilmington, North Carolina, to keep us updated on what's happening with Hurricane Florence. And he's written a piece about folks who just refuse to evacuate. They're going to ride it out. Also, explain this guy from Wrightsville Beach who said, the wife and kids can go. I'll be happy if they go elsewhere, but I'm staying here with my chainsaw.
Right, yeah. He and his family hit the beach yesterday to just kind of enjoy it and play in the waves. And was talking about their plans. He's this gentleman. He's sending his wife and his children up to stay with his mother-in-law somewhere else in the state, in a much more safe area. He's staying back though, so they're going to be separated for at least a week or so. He plans to stick it out. You know, his mindset was, hey, we've got a home here that needs, you know, cared for, and certainly there's going to be plenty of people that'll need help after the storm hits. And so his mindset is he'll stay. He's comfortable with kind of just floating around, you know, potentially literally for the time being and helping out where he can. So he's got a chainsaw and some other gear, and so he plans to kind of hit the roads locally and just see where he can lend a hand. Meanwhile, his family is safely protected farther inland.
Was he the guy, too, who said that a tornado came fairly close to him one time?
There were several sort of stories like that, tornadoes, other hurricanes, where they've kind of ridden stuff out before, and, you know, they kind of explain how dicey things can get, but since they've got a few under their belt already, this is kind of the norm for them to kind of stick it out.
Yeah, and these guys are well-prepped, I guess, right? I mean, they've got the, for lack of a better term, MREs, right? Meals ready to eat and water. All kinds of supplies.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Plenty of pre-cooked meals and just, you know, non-perishables and MREs and that sort of thing. A lot of them are we're seeing a ton of vehicles with, you know, 3, 4, and 5 gas tanks strapped to their truck beds and whatnot just to have the extra gas should they need it later on.
Thanks, Daniel. That is Daniel Gross, breaking news reporter at the Greenville News in North Carolina, part of the USA Today network. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for joining us. Welcome into Friday Eve. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, as the anniversary of 9/11 passed this week, we were reminded again why we're told to say something when we see something. And that's why police officers spent 2 hours investigating a suspicious plastic container found behind a Missouri sandwich shop, only to find out it was a high school science experiment. Local TV reports that police were summoned Tuesday to a Jimmy John's in Platte City on the northern edge of the Kansas City metropolitan area. The plastic container they encountered was filled with blue fluid attached to other items. Officers eventually determined it was an experiment meant to demonstrate how hydrogen can be used as power. The student who built the project demonstrated it to friends inside the Jimmy John's, then left it behind the store so other friends could see it. But a worker at a nearby convenience store spotted the gadget and called 911.
Wow.
It's never a good idea to leave anything anywhere, really. You know, something with that looks suspicious like that, just leaving something behind the store and walking away, never a good idea.
How about the idea that he demonstrated it to friends inside the Jimmy John's?
Yeah. I don't know if they like that either.
That didn't raise alarms? Like, what's this kid doing with this blue fluid in a booth, you know, right, in the corner of the restaurant?
Don't know exactly how conspicuous it was or how big the experiment was, right, but yeah, it's probably not the best place to do that either.
By the way, that is completely out of my realm of understanding.
Well, yeah.
How you would have some blue fluid demonstrating how hydrogen creates power.
Right. I'm impressed that the police officers figured that out, apparently.
True.
Too. I mean, that, you know, most of us would not be able to figure that out,
right,
so good for them.
That's an impressive science experiment.
For
not
sure.
Something I ever came close to replicating.
No, not at all. That's why we're here. And and for some parents, you know, Gordon, this is a nightmare scenario. You're eagerly awaiting the arrival of your little boy when you're alarmed by something on the sonogram. No, don't worry. The baby appears to be perfectly healthy. Unfortunately for Samantha Perkins and her husband, He also could be a Longhorns fan. The ultrasound image taken at 20 weeks shows baby Perkins flashing what appears to be hook'em horns, the hand sign of the University of Texas Longhorns. Problem is, mom and dad are diehard Texas A&M fans, having met each other while attending the university. Furthermore, Samantha and her grandfather said her grandfather was a graduate of Texas A&M's class of 1938, and when she was a student there, she was part of Fightin' Texas Aggie Band. On her wedding day, she also wore Aggie boots. Samantha says she isn't conceding her son's fandom yet and is doing everything that she can while her son is still in utero to make sure she knows where her future loyalties should lie, or where he knows where his future loyalties should lie, including singing Aggie songs to her baby every night, hoping that they will stick, and of course, getting ready to outfit him in plenty of Aggie's baby clothes.
Man. College football is serious business down there, right?
Yeah.
In New Jersey, we can't relate.
No.
I mean, you can be a college football fan in New Jersey.
Sure.
But you can't relate to what it's like in Texas.
Your Rutgers fandom, not quite to the same level.
Not the same.
That's the A&M
not
folks.
Not the same.
Yeah.
By the way, to that hook'em horns hand sign with the index finger and pinky extended.
Right.
You got to separate them.
Yeah.
You can't have them like going straight forward.
Right.
You got to have them separated to really mimic like a bull's horns.
Right. So,
you know?
So you're trying to say the baby didn't quite have it right
yet?
Well,
I'm just saying there are finer points to that.
a little more dexterity than a baby in the womb can manage, I guess.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the hang loose.
Right. Oh, yes.
Which is the thumb out.
Completely
and
different.
The pinky out. Yeah. Get your signs right.
We'll do a video demonstration later for
Imagine
you.
Imagine if the baby did that in utero. Oh, goodness.
Impressive.
Thank you, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Americans are fat and getting fatter. A new report says for the first time, obesity rates top 35% in 7 states. That's up from 5 states 2 years ago. In addition, no state had a notable improvement in its obesity rate. The study is by Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, both nonprofit health groups. John Auerbach, president of Trust for America's Health, says the good news is that there is growing evidence that certain prevention programs can reverse these trends. States with obesity rates of 35% or more now include Iowa and Oklahoma. The others are Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and West Virginia. How troubling is this trend? In 2012, right, just 6 years ago, no state had an obesity rate of 35% or more. Now 7 of them do. It's 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
More than 1 million residents of the Carolinas are evacuating coastal areas as Hurricane Florence continues to barrel toward the region. The hurricane is expected to bring life-threatening storm surges and rainfall measured in feet rather than inches. Florence was last located about 435 miles southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina, with maximum sustained winds of 110 miles an hour, downgrading it to a Category 2 storm from Category 4. Raleigh City Manager Ruffin Hall.
This is a very, very serious, serious threat. This is a serious storm.
Florence is expected to dump more than 3 feet of rainfall on parts of coastal North Carolina and could cause catastrophic flash flooding and significant river flooding. A gunman killed 5 people, including his wife, before turning the gun on himself as a Kern County sheriff's deputy closed in. There was no immediate word on what sparked yesterday's shooting that took place at a home and business in Bakersfield, which is about 90 miles north of Los Angeles. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood.
Certainly there's a connection. You don't randomly go to a certain residence. I'm certainly speculating right now at this point, but I'm pretty comfortable there'll be a connection between all of these players.
The entire incident took place over 10 to 15 minutes. Rhode Island's Democratic governor won her party's nomination for a second term in Wednesday's primary, overcoming a spirited but poorly funded challenge, while the mayor of the state's second largest city earned the GOP nomination for another shot at the governor's seat in November. And Governor Gina Raimondo will take on Cranston Mayor Ellen Fung. Apple is trying to turn its smartwatch from a niche gadget into a lifeline to better health by slowly evolving it into a medical device. In its fourth incarnation, called the Series 4, and due out later this month, the Apple Watch will add features that allow it to take high-quality heart readings and detect falls. Apple Chief Operating Officer Jeff Williams.
Everything about it has been redesigned and re-engineered. Every detail has been thoughtfully considered, and it's just beautiful.
It's part of Apple's long-in-the-making strategy to give people a distinct reason to buy a wrist gadget that largely does things smartphones already do.
I like the health aspect to it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jen. It is 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Time for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. If you want to take your business to the top, take it to a top 10 most improved state for business, Michigan. Contact MichiganBusiness.org today. Many from the South decide how severe a storm is and if it warrants evacuation based on if Waffle House shuts its doors or not. And yesterday it appeared some have, ahead of Hurricane Florence. WMBF Television says the Waffle House on Frontage Road in Myrtle Beach was eerily empty 2 days before Hurricane Florence is expected to make landfall. There's even a Waffle House index that many, including FEMA, used to determine the severity of a storm. It goes like this. If Waffle House is open and serving a full menu, the index is green. With a limited menu, that means the index is yellow. If Waffle House is closed, the index turns red. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.